Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 16, Scene 3, Prayers of the Naga Patnis. O dear Lord Krishna, you are equal to everyone. For you, there is no distinction between sons, friends, or enemies. Therefore, the punishment which you have so kindly offered to Kaliya is exactly befitting. O Lord Krishna, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world. And because you are the absolute truth, there is no difference between your mercy and your punishment. We think, therefore, that this apparent punishment to Kaliya is actually some benediction. We consider that your punishment is your great mercy upon us, because when you punish someone, it is to be understood that the reactions of one's sinful activities are eradicated. It is already clear that this creature, appearing in the body of a serpent, must have been overburdened with all kinds of sin. Otherwise, how could he have the body of a serpent? Your dancing upon his hoods reduces all the sinful results of actions caused by his having this body of a serpent. It is therefore very auspicious that you have become angry and punished him in this way. Yet, we are very astonished to see how you have become so pleased with this serpent, who evidently must have performed various religious activities in his past lives. Everyone must have been pleased by his undergoing all kinds of penances and austerities, and he must have executed universal welfare activities for all living creatures. Herein, the Nagapatnis confirm that one cannot come into contact with Krishna without having executed pious activities in devotional service in one's previous lives. As Lord Chaitanya advised in his Shikshashtaka, one has to execute devotional service by humbly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, and not expecting honor for oneself, but offering all kinds of honor to others. The Nagapatnis were astonished that although Kaliya had the body of a serpent, as the result of grievous sinful activities, at the same time, Kaliya was in contact with Lord Krishna to the extent that Lord Krishna's lotus feet were touching his hoods. Certainly, this was not the ordinary result of pious activities. So these two contradictory facts astonished the Nagapatnis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.